Bell have been great strength to the fellowship, but especially friends to us. When we came 20 years ago, believe it or not, they welcomed us into the fellowship and involved us in the work that needed doing, and it was such a joy to be part of such a team at that time, and it still is, of course. And so I'm very moved, and I certainly don't feel that I should preach for 3/4 of an hour. Not that I would have done, but but I do feel, in view of what the Lord was speaking to us about, and in view of what's actually happened, that I do have something to share that's worth saying. And it is based around what I had planned to say. So it won't be quite what I'd got written in my notes. But I just believe that God wants to strengthen us through this. He doesn't want this to take away the sense that his Spirit is at work in our community through his church. This is part of what we are. We're real people. We have real crises. And that was one of the things I was going to be talking about, is having real crises and what we do about it. And maybe I shall say something about that in a moment or two. But I feel that we just need a moment to be at peace before the Lord. And so I'm going to read a little bit of scripture. It's from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be astounded, and they will put their trust in the Lord. And actually, that is what I was wanting to talk about. That when people see the power of God at work in a community, they say, God is here. And their minds, first of all, turn to God. And whenever that starts happening, God builds bridges so that they can come into his kingdom, into his presence, into his love, into his peace. And it was interesting. It was interesting, but it was fascinating that God allowed two testimonies this morning that demonstrate that main point, which was what I wanted to say. That when we find ourselves with a sudden crisis in life, and as Val is finding herself with now, and we can pray for her again in a minute, then God promises to build bridges. And he's a great bridge builder. But we have to trust him. Sylvia and I went to Canada some years ago, and we stayed with a friend in Vancouver. And just at the back of Vancouver, in the mountains at the back, there's a, I think it's Grouse Mountain, but there is a great chasm which you have to cross to get onto the main part of the mountain. And the bridge across it is what you would imagine as a rope bridge, only the ropes are made of steel. and it has not just doesn't come to a V at the bottom, it's got slats on it, and you can walk across it. But it's a very deep gorge. Silver and I walked across, and in the middle, you're not allowed to stop, by the way. But as we were walking across, we saw below us a bald eagle sitting in a tree. Now, that's how tall, how far down it is. It's really amazing. A great conifer, and this thing was sitting near the top of the tree, and we were looking down on it. Now, some people trust that that bridge is going to hold them and just walk straight onto it and don't even think about it. But some people were standing at the edge before they went and checking whether the steel rods went into the concrete deep enough and whether the handrails would wobble too much. Now, I want to say we're mostly like those people in life, that we don't just step out in faith, because faith is to do with trust. And you have to know that you can put your trust in what it is that you're trusting. And so it's worth checking it out. But there comes a time when if you want to get to the other side, there's only one thing to do, and that's get on the bridge. But God's bridges are safe, even if we don't think so at the time. And Roger's story reminded me of that. I wasn't going to tell this story, but that's what I feel Roger said to me this morning. You step onto the bridge and it wobbles, which even this one wobbled, but you know that God's got a plan when you get there. And if you don't step on it, you won't get there and you'll miss out on God's plan. And I just feel so strongly today that what God wants us to hoist into our lives is the fact that he's a bridge builder. That's really all I want to say. He will build bridges in every circumstance. Our part is not to say, oh, I can get across without God's help. I can climb down one side, across the river and up the other side, or I could build a bridge. No, he says, my bridge is the bridge you need. I've got a picture of it. This was going to be the main theme of the talk, but I'll show it anyway because you've probably seen this picture before. What do I press? This one? Not that one. There we are. I hope you can see that. It's a version of a picture that is quite common in evangelistic meetings, showing that you can cross from sin to life by the cross of Jesus, which he has planted across to make the space. So I know you can follow that. But what I want to say is that although that is the way to become a Christian in the first place, you do have to cross the bridge by faith. Actually, God's bridge building goes on all through life. He will always be allowing us to be challenged, to be drawn into his presence. And every time we respond to that and step out and take these steps of faith onto one of the bridges that he has built, we find the blessing that he's promised. And that's why we read this verse again. Please, Lord, this is the same psalm, but it's a bit further on. Please, Lord, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. And at the end it says, as for me, I'm poor and needy, but the Lord is thinking about me right now. You, Lord, are my helper and my saviour. Don't delay, O God. I think that's what I want to say. I don't think I need say any more. God will build a bridge in your life. You don't have to wait for a crisis. If you actually have an aspiration to go somewhere and do something with your life, God will build a bridge because he loves to bless us. Just one more story. When I was at university, the head of the psychological department, whose name was Dr. Lin, not that that matters, was doing some research on people's personal aspirations for their lives. And he gave all his students, of which there were only about 20, it wasn't a very big department, hundreds of questionnaire forms to hand round to everybody they knew. And as I was in one of the halls of residence, I took one of these. As far as I remember, it was about 5 foolscap pages of questions about my personality and character. and you had to fill that in, and then you had to fill in Form B, which was an identical list, but what you had aspiration to be, what you would like to be. Now, I was already a Christian then, I hasten to add, and I found it very difficult to fill in Form B, and in fact, I never did. I never submitted the forms, because what I found was that although I did have aspirations to be this, that, and the other, I wasn't sure that that was what God was saying. And so I didn't want to be it unless God wanted it too. And I trusted him to take me over the steps in my life that would take me where he wanted me to be, rather than make out my own mind and say, I can get there if I try. And so I felt if I filled the form in with a sort of, you know, the superhero, muscular, because I was always absolutely useless at all sport. It would have been lovely if I'd been brilliant at scoring goals or something, but I was useless. In fact, I was so bad, they used to leave me out of the team if they could. So the point is, I could have thought of all sorts of things that I would have liked to have been, but when I came to start filling it in, I thought, I'm not sure I really do want to be this, because it may not be. God may want me to be what he's made me so far, and he can take me on from there to what he wants me to be next. And that's what the bridges were about. And I have found in my life, and I can testify to this wholeheartedly, that whenever I say, Lord, I really do think this is something that you want me to be, but please help, he builds a bridge. When we set up the teaching centre, it was a complete change of life and lifestyle. We were going to have to let go of our income. We were gonna, anyway, the point is, there were a whole load of things that needed to be done, not least of which was that we had to retire honourably from our jobs and not just say, right, I'm going to do something Christian and let people down. He worked every one of those bridges. He produced miracle after miracle. And looking back on it, it's just amazing what he did in order to allow us to do what he'd asked us to do and what we had said, yes, Lord, we'd like to do that, but now that's life with God building our bridges, and that's where we need to go with him. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you've crossed this bridge to become a Christian in the first place, you're on the way. I read Melanie's article in The Clock this month. I expect many of you did. She said, we're not human beings, we're human becomings. I loved that. I thought that's so right. God wants us to become. He's got plans. And if we say, yes, Lord, he'll build the bridges and we'll get there in the end. And then we don't need to fill the forms in saying what we want to be, because we'll be perfectly satisfied with where he's taken us and where he brings us in the end. And then, when we know that that's happened, we don't have to look back with regrets, and we can look forward with hope. And we know that when we get there, he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I wanted to share today. God bless you all. If you want God to touch your life today, if you've had something on your mind that you wanted to move towards, if you've got something that's a crisis that you want to avoid, I'm going to pray now for everyone. Just identify in your mind what you want him to do, because I'm going to pray for him to build a bridge for it. You don't need to tell me, but I did agree with what Tim said earlier. It's so good if when God does it, you can tell somebody, because it will encourage them. And maybe some Sunday in the future, you'll be able to say, this is what God did because I crossed a bridge that he had built for me. I'm just going to pray. That's all. And then we'll cease. Lord, I want to pray for every single person here. Every single one, because all of us have aspirations, hopes, and some of us are in difficult times. Some of us are even in crises. But you have a plan, you have a way, you have a bridge to build, and you're ready to build it. You're always building bridges. Every time you say, I want you to do this, and we say, yes, Lord, but, he says, don't worry, I'll take you through. I'll show you the way. When you're turning to the right hand or to the left, I will say, this is the way. Go there. And Lord, we want to pray now. I want to pray now. That for Val and Roy and every single one of us here, that you'll build bridges today and in the days to come that will enable us to build that big bridge that's going to enable the rest of the world to come into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm just going to close with a song. Thank you, Rob. Do you want to stand?
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. On every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck took me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Rob. Well, it's been a testing morning, hasn't it? I caught the guys before they left earlier, and they're taking Val with them, and Roy is going with them too, over to Worcester. And Worcester is a specialist in cardiology, and the ECG results that they'd got weren't quite what they were looking for. There was a little bit of a blip or an upset, as they put it, so they just wanted to make sure that everything was clear and working well. So potentially Val may be giving us a call a little bit later on for them to get a lift back, but they're in good hands, and he was looking pretty well, I say. So yeah, other than the little blip thing, the MOT's gone all right, so no new tyres or anything. Okay, so God bless you this week, and this has been Cocachew. Well done for being such a great family, and we'll see you again next week in our various different locations, depending on how old you are or feel. God bless, guys.
More than usual, obviously.